I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and we're talking with a band called Fauvism. Fauvism? Is it Fauvism? Fauvism? How is it?
Fauvism, yeah.
Fauvism?
Fauvism, yeah.
And now this, are you guys art nerds? Are you guys like fans of like art history? How did you guys get the name?
So we got the name from our original guitarist, Adrian Miranda.
Okay.
He brought it to practice once and it just stuck ever since then.
Okay, so before we go any further, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for the band?
Cool. My name's Parker. I play drums and I'll do a little bit of background vocals.
I'm Eric, and I'm the guitarist.
I'm Xander. I play bass, and I do lead vocals.
Right on. Did you guys? You guys are all in the same room today. Obviously, this I see the banner in the background. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You guys practice here.
What's that?
Is this your practice space?
Yeah. We just got off work and headed over here.
Okay, right on, man. Well, let's get a little bit of history of the band, if you don't mind. How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet? And you know, what's the origin story of the band and whatnot?
So it was me and Adrian Miranda started the band back June 2017. I met him over Instagram. He came over. We jammed out a little bit. Started writing songs. We started out as a thrash band.
Yeah.
And kind of progress more hardcore. And that's when Xander joined back in December 2018.
Yeah.
And then Eric followed shortly after that. And we've been going through members, people leaving and staying.
Cool, man. Well, so are you guys are in the Olympia area? Okay, right on. So do you guys, I mean, obviously nobody's playing shows now, but before the pandemic happened, were you guys playing gigs pretty often? Or?
Yeah, I'd say at least once or twice a month if we can get them.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, let's...
Yeah.
What's what are some I guess let's go across around the virtual room. What was the first metal band or you know, heavy band that you really kind of like fell in love with as a fan?
Let's see. I remember listening to Ozzy like all the way back. Like that's deep in my memory. Especially like Bark at the Moon. Oh my god, I love that song.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's probably where I got introduced to like metal and stuff. And then I moved on to like KMFDM and stuff like that and just gradually started getting heavier and heavier.
Parker, what about you, man? What was your first foray into like heavy music?
I think it was Slipknot. I remember like 7th, 8th grade walking to school listening to Duality in my headphones. And so it kind of started out with Slipknot, and then I moved on to more of a punkish side. Like a lot of NoFX,
yeah.
Bad Religion, that kind of thing.
Okay, right on. And is this your first band?
No, first band.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Was called the Cassette Tapes. It was a little punk band back in 2016.
And did you guys get to play any shows or anything, or release a CD or anything like that?
We didn't release any music, but we did play a few shows here and there. Not many, but
yeah.
All right, so I started out by listening to like a lot of classic heavy metal, like Metallica, Sabbath, Iron Maiden, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then like I started listening to Avenged Sevenfold, like a lot of their earlier music from like Waking the Fallen, City of Evil, that era. So and then that got me into Trivium, like a lot of the old metalcore, Killswitch Engage. And then I just started to get into like heavier and heavier music since then. It's been a good journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the last 6 months have been a very different time for all of us. How have you guys been handling it? How have you guys been staying busy and staying sane during this weird time when, you know, our outlet for a lot of our aggression of going to shows, playing shows, it's not possible.
Well, I actually got pretty lucky. I left food service in December and went to stocking a grocery store at night. So I was pretty lucky. I got to keep my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's pretty much all I've been doing, just going to work and then just on my weekends, just hanging out.
Right on.
So, yeah.
And Parker, what about you, man?
I've been doing a lot of practicing with my drums and playing a lot of other band songs, like putting my headphones and jamming out for a few hours. Fishing, I do a lot of fishing. So, cool. I mean, that's been keeping me busy on like the weekends and stuff.
Right on. And how about you, man?
Yeah, I work too, so
okay.
That's been keeping me busy. And then in my free time, I just like to like also jam music and just write.
Since we haven't, no one's able to play shows, are you guys focusing more on like writing music right now?
Yeah. We've been, we're actually recording an EP right now, so we've been working on that, and we're very excited to get that out.
Yeah, so we're actually going to feature a couple songs now. We're actually going to feature one of your songs. Is this going to be on the forthcoming EP, or is this just a single?
Yeah, both of these singles will be on the EP, as well as a few others.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go into the song Blood and Lust. Anything you guys want to say to before we jump into the song?
Our old guitarist, Adrian Miranda, actually wrote this song pretty much entirely by himself. He wrote it for an English project, actually, and we just ended up keeping it in our set list, and we actually really like it.
Hell yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Here it is. Brand new music by Favism. It's loud and local. This is Favism. That was a song called Blood and Lust. You're listening to Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. So since we are a Northwest show, it's a local show, gotta ask, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time? It doesn't have to be Seattle. It can be Olympia. It can be, you know, even Portland. You know, anything in the Northwest. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? And Xander, let's start with you, man.
All right. I'm going to have to say Sight Received, honestly. They're probably one of the first local bands I ever really saw, like up front, really got to have like a great show with them. They have a lot of really good energy when they play. I've seen them a lot at Lavoyer, which is a local spot down here in Olympia.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, they're always a really fun show to watch.
Sight Received.
Like them a lot.
that's cool. You're actually putting this band on my radar. What do they sound like?
They're kind of I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe, actually.
I'd say a mix of metalcore and little zest of hardcore in there.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Sight received. I'm going to write it down right now. Thank you.
So I'd agree with what he says.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Parker, what about you, man?
What's that?
Parker, what about you, your favorite Northwest band of all time?
I think Vultures from BC.
Oh.
We got to play a show with them in October, and they were just kick-ass. They were awesome. They're very hardcore, and they're just great dudes to hang out with. I love their music a lot.
Vultures, cool. Right on.
Yeah, I'd probably have to say this deathcore band from the Seattle area called For the Likes of You. I've been following them for quite a while now, and they keep releasing just better music. It's awesome.
Right on, man. Okay, so this is the question I'm going to throw out there. And say you're magically just placed into like MMA, like UFC or WWE ring. You're magically like this huge buff dude who's going to kick everyone's ass. You have to choose a theme song to get everyone pumped up and to get you out there wrecking people. What is going to be your fighting theme song to come to the ring to?
I'm gonna have to say "People Equals" by Slipknot.
Yes, that is a good one. Absolutely.
I'm gonna have to say "Trial by Fire" by Testament.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I'd go with "Guerrilla Radio" by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. I think "Bleed" by Meshuggah would be a pretty badass theme song too.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that, too, yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, and if we were to, you know, if the coronavirus pandemic ended tomorrow, we were all able to hang out, drink a bunch of drinks, and do karaoke, and you were forced to do karaoke to one song that's not metal, one karaoke song, what song would it be? Not metal.
Not metal.
That's tough. Oh,
sometimes metal. Oh, God. I'd probably do Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. That's one of my favorite songs.
Cool.
I love that song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, classic.
Oh, yeah. I'd choose Canned Heat by Jamiroquai.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of that song. I think I'd probably do "Break My Stride" by Matthew Wilder.
Okay, right on, man. Nice, dude. All right, guys. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
God, I have a scar right here on my face, actually.
Okay.
From when me and my brother went down to the river with swords and we were swinging away at Japanese knotweed. He hit a dry one. It swung and just stabbed me in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
I was like 7. It was a great time.
Sounds like it. Parker, what about you, man?
What was that?
Parker, what about you, man?
I have a scar going on the back of my head. I don't know, when I was really little, I fell off, I was standing up on my bed or something, and I fell off in the this glass lighthouse nightlight.
Yeah.
Cut the back of my head open.
Jesus. Hardcore!
Yeah, that's that one.
And a final scar story from Favism?
I just have a scar. Yeah. I just have a scar on my hand from when my friend, like, stabbed me with his fingernail.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's grody.
Like, that's grody.
Right on, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with me tonight. We're going to go into another song here. But before we do, I let you guys go and hang out for the night. How can we follow along with you, and how can we support the band? Obviously, nobody's playing shows, like I said. How can we support the band? How can we follow along with you guys and stay in contact?
So we have Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all that. Instagram and Facebook is at official Favism, FAUVISM is how you spell Favism.
Yep.
Spotify, I believe, is the same thing.
Pretty easy to find, yeah. Favism. Well, and if you're listening to the podcast, you can spell it. Just copy and paste the words that you see in front of you.
Yeah.
What are plans for you guys? You know, in the next little while, you said you guys are going to be working on the rest of the EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on finishing up one song right now. We're going to work on the next one and keep writing. I think we've been talking about a music video for a while, so we might get that going soon.
Cool. Right on, guys. Well, any final words for the Northwest Loud and Local audience before we jump into another song here by Favism?
Support local music. Support local music.
You better support local music.
I like that. Right on. Here's Preach. Anything you want to say about this one?
I don't know.
Let her rip. Let the music speak for itself.
To London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.